I'm John Berman, sitting in for Anderson. Welcome to the podcast. Fears of undetectable bombs on flights into this country and what's being done to stop them. Let's get started. Action being taken to meet what is being described as a different kind of threat to what is sadly a traditional target, air travelers. Ever since Richard Reed tried and failed to set off explosives in his sneakers aboard a flight from Paris to Miami, there has been a kind of race between the bad guys and airport screeners. When they started screening shoes, the bad guys tried explosive underwear and managed to get a guy wearing a pair of them onto a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. The fact that he and Reed failed to make their bombs detonate was welcome, but not entirely comforting. After all, they both did make it past security. Tonight, the fear is that one or more bomb makers have come up with an even harder to detect device. Jim Sciutto now on what's being done to answer that threat.
They are the first line of defense for the American homeland, foreign airports with direct flights to the U.S. And now the Department of Homeland Security is directing those international airports to step up their security screening. In a written statement, DHS Secretary Jay Johnson said, "We are sharing recent and relevant information with our foreign allies and are consulting the aviation industry." Among the changes, passengers may see more screening of electronics and shoes, more explosive detection machines, and in some cases, extra screenings at boarding gates. Driving the new directive is increasing concern that terrorists from Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP, are refining bombs designed to avoid detection by current airport screening methods.
Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has long looked for vulnerabilities in airport security, and in particular, finding ways to put together bombs using non-metallic material that can make its way through metal detectors, but also trying to hide bombs in body crevices that will not be easily identified by some of the newer machines in place at airports.
This is the man believed to be behind the threat, AQAP master bomb maker Ibrahim al-Assiri. In recent months, U.S. officials have warned that Assiri and AQAP terrorists trained under him were improving designs of new explosive devices, such as shoe bombs, that could fool screening systems. We spoke about the new measures today with former DHS Secretary Michael Chertoff.
How concerned should flyers be about what this means about the threat?
I would be mindful of the fact that there is probably increased risk. I don't think it's dramatically different. I would not fly. And the good news here is that the government sharing information with others in other parts of the world is responding to this.
Jim Sciutto joins us tonight. Jim, how does the U.S. ensure that these new measures are adhered to at these overseas airports?
Well, it's a good question because, of course, the TSA does not do the screening overseas. It does it here at home. But they do have liaisons in these airports where they can observe, they can share intelligence and share these new measures that they want to be implemented. But, you know, another question I asked Michael Chertoff, DHS, Secretary under George Bush, was, you know, how well do they do this when we make requests like this? And he said, listen, they want to cooperate. There are long-term relationships here. But one challenge is that they often don't have the resources at these overseas airports. And we're talking in particular about Europe and the Middle East here. They don't have the resources we have here. And that's a challenge. It's something that they have to be conscious of.
All right, Jim Sciutto, thanks so much for that. Let's dig deeper now with Tom Ridge, who served as Secretary of Homeland Security, the very first one, during the George W. Bush administration. Mr. Secretary, what do you make of these new security measures? Is the implication here that these overseas airports don't have what it takes right now to protect the U.S. from these emerging threats?
A couple of takeaways, if you don't mind, John. One, there's obviously a consensus within the intelligence community, both in the United States and elsewhere, that it's a serious threat. Two, my sense is that this is probably a new kind of threat. From what I've learned, this is out of Syria. It involves a different approach toward a traditional target, and that's commercial aviation. Ever since 9/11, commercial aviation has been very much a part of the threat stream that countries have had to deal with. Mm-hmm. But my sense is this is about a new kind of approach, a new process, and potentially a new technique emanating from a subgroup out of Syria.